It's Thursday morning, and Alex Bauman in studio with me. Mad Libs. Am I doing one for me and one for him?
Yeah.
I'll do the one for him first.
Okay.
All right.
Let's start with an adjective.
An adjective. Adjective. Road.
Road's not an adjective. That's a verb. That's a verb. Tired. Tire's not an adjective, but yeah, it is.
Let's see. How about
hairy, loose.
Lord,
fat, skinny, tall, big,
bulky.
Yeah. Okay. A verb ending in ing. That's where you could use
rowing.
Like rowing a boat.
Yeah.
Okay. An exclamation.
Boom! Like Gus Malzahn. Boom!
A plural object.
A plural object. Hammocks.
A body part.
Ear.
A plural liquid.
A plural liquid?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We've used Drano before. We've used...
Yeah, but how can that be plural? Drano's? Flonase. How about that?
That's good enough for me.
All right.
A celebrity.
A celebrity?
Yeah, we used Taylor Swift last week.
Well, we'll use her counterpart then.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
A verb ending in ing.
Pooping. I can see where that's going. Kelce and pooping.
A verb.
A verb?
Yeah.
Shot.
An object.
Bandana. Probably don't even know how to spell that, do you?
a verb in the past tense.
A verb in the past tense? Shocked.
Shocked?
Yeah.
An adjective.
An adjective. Massive.
Give me a noun.
A noun?
Yeah.
Violin.
A verb ending in ing.
Scratching.
All right, you ready for Gideon's story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's called The Haunted Bathroom.
Oh, my God, that's right up his alley.
Gideon's walked into the bathroom and saw a bulky toilet rowing.
Rowing?
Rowing.
Wow. It was rowing.
It shouted boom while throwing hammocks across the floor.
Yeah, that's about right. He seen Gideon's come and went, boom, here it comes.
His ear got soaked in Flonase, causing him to slip. The toilet turned into Travis Kelce and started pooping around the bathroom.
That's absolutely perfect. If you're marrying her, yeah, you're going to turn into a toilet.
Giddens tried to shoot with a bandana, but it shocked.
Oh, Lord. Don't know where that's going.
Eventually, the toilet calmed down and handed him a massive violin. Now, every time Giddens goes in the bathroom, he has to scratch first.
That is true. That is perfect right there. He has to scratch when he goes in the bathroom.
You ready for yours?
I reckon.
All right, let's start with a plural food.
A plural food. How about nachos?
An adjective.
An adjective. Gruesome.
A verb ending in ing.
Turning.
Exclamation.
Wow.
An object.
An object?
Yes.
A dishwasher.
A verb.
A verb?
Yeah.
Chew.
A animal.
An animal?
Yes.
How about a skunk?
That'll be good right there. Verb ending in ing.
Squeezing.
Oh, that's going to be the one. That's going to be the one.
I can see where this is going.
A plural object.
A plural object.
Yes.
How about thongs?
Oh, no. A verb in the past tense.
Verb in the past tense. Chuckled.
Yeah, that seems about right. A plural object.
A plural object. How about blindfolds?
A plural snack food.
A plural snack food. How about crackers?
An adjective.
An adjective. How about bulky?
Or use bulky. Use bulky in the last one.
How about let's see. Giddens is
large, hungry,
enormous.
A gross food.
A gross food?
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Giddens would eat that.
Well, he's gross.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, the story is titled The Great Spaghetti Disaster.
Oh, Lord.
Yesterday, David tried to cook nachos, but it turned into a gruesome mess.
Yeah.
For some reason, the spaghetti started turning on the ceiling while shouting, wow.
Wow.
He tried to stop it with a dishwasher, but it only made the noodles chew faster.
Chewing noodles. I like that.
David's pet skunk joined in by squeezing in the sauce.
I ain't gonna ask you what kind of sauce that is.
Suddenly, the kitchen exploded into a shower of thongs, and his neighbor chuckled through the window.
Yeah, that's probably about right there, too.
In the end, David served dinner on blindfolds with a side of crackers.
Wow.
Everyone agreed it was the most enormous meal ever, even though it tasted like broccoli.
Like broccoli. There you go. Is that it?
That's it.